Thanks for having fun.
Ready?
Yeah. My name is Victorious Marcus.
That's Victorious Marcus. Yeah, you
know. I'm also partnered with Universal Music Group. I'm signed with them as well. And I have, I'm thankful to have over 23 billion views for my latest movie since collaborations in over 15 years. And I'm thankful for partners. And I was just going to keep on doing the best that I can is unto God. And hopefully you enjoy it. Yeah. I want to tell you guys, right? Last year, whatever positive things you guys did in music, continue to do it. If there was anything that was negative, get rid of that and do much, much better.
I'm speaking. Diamonds dancing, got the whole world waving. Mic check, mic check, mic check. Turn this light down.
Decades from music, acting, also making a music as well. Just like myself, I'm also a singer, songwriter, and actor as well. So thankful for the opportunity to be a part of the concert and our collaboration. Yesterday, I got an award for the best dancer era at the Drake Bell concert. I'm so thankful to have gotten this. Let's see what's inside. Besides my world award, here's the my shirt from the Drake Bell concert show. And I love the show. I love our collaboration. The tour is like, let's see what else we got. See what else we have. I was giving Wow, collaboration. For best dance for baby. And I mean, yes, I'm thankful to have, you know, basically broken down. But I mean, here's the. I love this. I love Jurassic Park as well. Besides the bad guys, too. You see? Oh, thank you for the opportunity. The rest is over. The best is yet to come. Stay tuned for later. This is more details besides my award show, which is a big award, worldwide music award, equivalent to a Grammy and thank you for all my hard work together. Universal Music Group and DBS TV Radio. God we'll be right back. Great news. Yesterday, I went to the cerebral cancer. Wait. Hey, it's decades from music. I think also making a music as well. Just like myself, I'm also a single songwriter and actor as well. So thankful for the opportunity to be a part of the concert and our collaboration. Yesterday, I got an award for the best dancer at the Drake Bell concert. I'm so thankful to have gotten into this. Let's see what's inside. This is my world award. Here's my shirt from the Drake Bell concert show. I love this shirt. I love our collaboration. We told my... Let's see what else we got. What else we have here? I was giving them... collaboration. For best dancer there. And yes, I'm thankful to have, basically broken down. But here's the... I love this. I love Jurassic Park as well. Besides the bad guys, too. You see? So thankful for the opportunity. The rest is over. The best is yet to come. Stay tuned for later. I just know more details besides my award show, which is a big award. Worldwide Music Award, equivalent to a Grammy and Emmy. Thank you for that. All my hard work came off with Universal Music Group and PBS TV Radio. God bless.
At Universal Music Group Distribution, I'll be working with a huge round of applause. Marcus, okay, 7 months. Marcus, boom, congratulations. Guys, come on, give Marcus a huge, huge round of applause. Everyone, come on, everyone. Keep going to Marcus, everyone. Well, this gentleman has been imparting the energy ever since the inception of this event, and now it's his turn, so we need to acknowledge and appreciate him.
First, I want to give all the thanks and honors to God. I mean, I'm thankful for even him coming up so here and here. Because, I mean, I came from, I didn't come like from years where I probably even at one point I was like, I didn't feel like some of them were like, maybe have to leave. Like, sometimes I'll just reject it at the time. But, I mean, but there wasn't that many people got turned from my game. I just kept, you know, getting more time. And I had to, like, you know, teach myself how to do some things. Like, when I was trying, I tended to say when I was doing high school, like, yeah, I said, no, I was in school. And it's hard to create an awesome beat. I can understand the music, you know, and I was playing. I mean, I also had, like, a thing for the, you know, but I was also working with Disney, and I just wanted to thank guys for, like, you know, keep my parents for, you know, the same thing. You know, they didn't have a lot of money when we were growing up, you know, like, they helped, you know, how to keep faith for them, you know. It helped me, like, before we truly lived it as well, like the same year, I the first year I signed up for World Cup, I didn't get it, but the next year, I got it because I taught myself. I didn't get it, but I just got it, like, it's really good. Yeah, dude, and I just wanted to, like, I don't want to, like, there's so many people that I want to thank, like, that I mean, I'm going to keep it so much. Like, I just want to keep it, you know, because I'm very scared and thankful to stay from here today, and I mean, I'm thankful for even living home, but I'm still here. Because, I mean, I came from, I think from like for years, like how do you even at one point try to call my dreams? And see like some of them like never happened with me. Like sometimes I was rejected at the time. But I mean, but it wasn't ever people got to touch my dreams. Like, I just kept, you know, getting more excited. And I had like, teach myself how to do some things. Like, when I was trying to, I was typically the same way I was doing high school. Like, yes, you know, I was in school. And it's hard to wait. I also be like, I gotta say the music, you know, protection with my family. And I mean, I also have like, I'm thankful that, you know, but I was also work with Disney. And I just want to thank God for like, my parents for the skinny thing. Even though they didn't have a lot of money when we were growing up, you know, like, they helped me learn how to keep faith with that, you know. It helped me be like, inform a journalist as well. Like, and the same year I got, the first year I signed up for work, I didn't get in, but the next year I got in because I taught myself. I do every kind of stuff, but I just got like it's so many people. And everything, but I just want to, you know, I don't want to, like, it's so many people that I want to thank, like, but I mean, I'm going to keep the story with some people. I just want to keep it, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful to be here today. And you know, just keep on keeping the faith in the world. It's everything has to be.
I'm so thankful to the family. Hera, Leyden, Potiri, the AI, Catherine. And they have also saved the world. And I love y'all and the beautiful message to save the children's day. And I'm thankful to the family. And that's one by me, Will Catherine, Mark Zuckerberg. And we love the family. We love the family, y'all. After this, they're my first paid family and my realistic. Y'all, also my second and my top 10 things. Over 2,000 top stories are in Bell's family, Golden. I love their parents, y'all. We have to come here today, y'all. Portuguese, so happy, y'all. In my sister's family, I'm telling my top 10 family, and I'm making it big. Yeah, man. Thank you, y'all. And she has amazing, many memories for me. Stop being my appreciative partner. So thank you for partnering with Nike. Have an amazing time. Get to work today, y'all. This is my top 10. Hey, come on, thank y'all. I love fighting their moves. I love fighting moves. And, I mean, it's like, to have many strokes, bro, y'all. I mean, it's an amazing app. I love it. And I've, you know, it's been a fun time. And I enjoy using the camera on test. So, I think my top 10 is the official to NBA on the side. I love fighting moves. But that's why you can keep going. Get today from them. Stop for the baby today, y'all. My top 10 is you.
Monday, and this Sunday is particularly fun because it's your birthday. Happy birthday!
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Patterson.
Welcome. Salute. What's up, everyone? This is Victoria Sparkis. So, we have a special guest. His name is Song Lu, everyone. And he has done amazing things. One of them is EV Microsoft. EVP, welcome, Salute. Please tell everyone more about your accolade of that. Where are you from and how do you, what's your passion stuff?
Yeah, hi Marcus, thank you for having me. I'll try to keep it brief. I was born in India. I moved to Germany when I was about 7, lived for about 20 years, and then later to Canada and eventually Los Angeles before settling in Toronto. Around the year 2000, I heard that Germany was hiring thousands of Indian tech professionals. and that actually inspired me to move back to India for a year to study web development. And after returning to Germany, I went to work for a tech company in the American industry as well. So over the last 20 years, I've worked with companies like Citigroup, Cisco, Sony Music Publishing, and American Apparel. And I've been lucky to earn a few recognitions along the way. Like I mentioned, the Microsoft MVP, I received that multiple times. Just last year, I also received the Google Developer Expert Award from Angular. And now I'm writing books, speaking at conferences, and contributing to Angular itself.
That's awesome. First, congratulations. And those are great accomplishments. Salute. Well, what is one of your favorite models?
My favorite model is keep learning and stay curious. It's very simple, but basically guided me through my whole life and career. Every major milestone happened because I kept exploring, kept building, and kept staying curious about those things.
Awesome. That sounds like an amazing, powerful model that you have. I mean, it's powerful. What is one of your top goals like?
My goal right now is, my main goal is to continue pushing the boundary of what we can do on the front end, especially with the Angular signals and now AI running directly in the browser. So I want to help shape the next generation of developer workflows where building smarter UIs become a lot easier and more intuitive. And honestly, I also want to keep writing, speaking, and contributing to open source.
Awesome. That's awesome. It sounds like a great goal that you have in the great focus. Yes, where can my audience find you at? Where is your social media? Where can my audience find you at?
People can find me on my website, somkapoor.com, LinkedIn, som-kapoor, Twitter, somkapoor1978. So if you search just my name, my full name, Sonu Kapoor, you'll find a lot of information about me.
That sounds amazing, Sonu. Keep up the great work, and keep posting what's next in your life. Yes, I'm listening. Once again, thanks everyone for joining us on the Detroit Smart Show. Till next time, thanks again, Sonu. We'll stay in contact. I got it. Later, Sonu. Thanks for your time. I got it.
About this thing that is happening in this country, and I want you to pay attention to it. Don't miss this. They are removing our books from libraries. They are removing our stories and our history. They are removing our names from government buildings. It's as if someone wants to erase our footprints. Because what we need to understand is that if our children don't know our history, they won't know our power. But the truth of the matter, it's impossible to erase our footprints because we left them on water. What I mean by that is we were snatched from our homeland, brought across the ocean, and left footprints all the way to America. When they tried to silence a king named King to keep his voice down, it still echoes through generations to generations to generations because you cannot erase our footprints. They literally took the jewels out of the crowns, in our crowns, in Africa, put them in their own crowns and in their museums, trying to erase our history, but yet and still, we still rise as kings and queens. They went into Tulsa, Oklahoma and tried to burn down Black Wall Street, but yes, we are still building businesses, making our way, building companies, becoming CEOs, because we are still building, still leaving footprints. So this is not the time to be silent. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to dig in and keep leaving footprints everywhere you go. I can tell you this. I have made more Black billionaires, hear me when I say this, than any studio in this city combined, because I'm making footprints. So I don't care if you're struggling, if you're trying to make it, you're trying to build a business, if you have a dream, keep making footprints. Don't let anybody stop you. You can do it. And the last thing I'll say to you is this. Hear me when I say this. Don't let your worry be greater than your faith.
Welcome. Great to see you.
Thanks, man. I'm just beginning to think this would ever happen.
Oh, this would happen. The first things life are not easy.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, yes, good stuff. Well, how are you?
What's up, Jeff? Thanks for having me, bro. I'm doing great. I just, just taking care of business. But I'm so glad you can take it. Yes, Jeff, what's up, everyone? I have a special guest today. His name is Jeff Warming, and he's an Indie winner. Jeff, welcome. Please introduce yourself and where you started from. Introduce and tell us how what got you started in your hobby today or passion today. Where did you start?
Yeah, man. So I grew up in Southern California. My parents were just awesome to us. I had a sister. But after high school, I decided I wanted to leave California. So I moved out to Colorado to go to Colorado State. I thought I wanted to be a news anchor and a reporter. And after an internship at CBS in Los Angeles, I decided I didn't want any part of news. I didn't want to be owned by a station. And so fortunately, I loved all facets of production. And I apprenticed myself to a friend of mine who was already editing. And so from there, I started editing commercials and worked at the Pepsi Center for the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets, which was awesome. I was there for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. It was epic. And anyways, from there, I started editing shows. While in Colorado at Colorado State, I met my beautiful wife and we got married. We had two daughters. And after several years in Colorado, we decided to make a big change and came out to South
Carolina. Been here for about 4 years and love it out here. But I started editing TV shows and was fortunate to work with a great group called Linguini Pictures. And you mentioned a cool award I had. I won an Emmy with them for a Food Network show. And I just had an awesome career editing all sorts of TV shows and commercials, and started a production company with two dear friends called Nito Pictures. And so, man, I'm a very blessed individual. But that's a quick little background on me.
Hey, man, that is a blessing. And, you know, that sounds like a great story where you came from and, like, where you are today. And, yes, God is good, you know, but it's a blessing to have an achievement of a lifetime, as I would say.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, because you have several awards and accolades to your name.
Thanks. I mean, I'm thankful for my, you know, new awards on TV show and radio show. I'm thankful, you know, to be doing, have worked on Disney and so forth, you know, with them. I have, like, I work with also, like, Miley Cyrus and them. I went to the same junior high as Beyonce knows, and I'm thankful, you know, for hard work to pay off. So, like, I can, you know, I really admire hard work and faith, because, like, you know, that's what goes a long way. Helps, yeah. God bless us. I mean, we keep faith.
Amen to that, man.
What is one of your favorite mottos?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite mottos is from the movie Ferris Bueller. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around, you can miss it. I feel like that's just a great one, and it was written in jest, but it's so true. But another big one is to love God and love others, man, because if you don't do that, you're just lacking in life. And if you follow that, then, man, you just can't lose, you know, because you feel good about yourself and you're helping others.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. You know, I love those mottos. And love is this, you know.
Yes, amen, dude.
The way I see it, you know, God is love, as it's a matter of, and yes, love is action, and God created us, and I love to, yes, there's a saying, you know, you reap what you sow in the world, and so, like, I'm all about, you know, some good, you know, good seeds, like, just, like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
The word, and then
yep.
Those seeds are what help all the blessings of God, and I'm thankful for all of those, and it's only
yeah.
Beginning. What is the new projects that you're working on?
Yeah, so I just wrapped up a really cool series about the history of Texas. It's like 240 educational videos, and that was a really fun series to do. I also just wrapped a documentary about craft beer. It's called United Crafts of America, and that's going to the film festival. It's running the film festival circuit right now. It's about to premiere in LA in a couple weeks, and so I hope there are a whole series of those coming along. They tell the stories of brewers and the highlights, the struggles, and everything in between, so that was really cool. And coming up, I'm doing some commercials for the Colorado Department of Transportation, so looking forward to those. And then we're also coming up with a comedy series that we're going to publish as vertical format first and then go horizontal, but man, I'm ecstatic about that.
This sounds phenomenal. Yes, I love it. You know, it sounds like great things you're working on. Yes,
yeah.
Where can my audience find you at? Where is your social media link channels?
Yeah, so on LinkedIn, you can find me, Jeff Warren, and you'll see my my face on there. Our website for our production company, it's called Nito Pictures. So you'll find us at nitopictures.com. And, you know, I used to be a lot on Facebook, but, man, it's addicting as can be. And so you start on Facebook, and 6 hours goes by, and you're like, what the heck just happened? So I'm not so much on that anymore. I've got an Instagram account that I've been ignoring for a while, so I'll get back to that at some point.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, thank you for your time here today. And, yes, it was a great talk with you, Jeff. Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
Marcus, you're awesome, man. It's a real blessing to be here, and I hope the Lord blesses you and all of your endeavors.
And yes, we'll be in touch with you. Yes, God bless you too. Thank you, everyone,
awesome.
For your time. And yes, thank you again, sir. Have a great, blessed rest of the day.
Thank you, so you too, Marcus. All right.
I've got my eyes. Right, here we go. Go for it.
Y'all got any soda?
Okay. One down.
Oh, cool, man. What's up, everyone? I'm Victorious Marcus. I'm the University Music Group, most cool awards, and I'm thankful for my great opportunities and making the world a better place. I'm partnering with Zachary Levi, a actor from Shazam, in a nerd ASQ. I'm all about good health, and especially mental health. My favorite health mantra is I am competing against my own stuff, despite them. But anyone says, everyone has to look at themselves in order to make the world a better place.
Here with Victorious Marcus and a hit.
Here with Remy, one Timberland, Southside Project, Superstar.
Get a camion, I'm between the city, baby. Get a camion, I'm between the city, baby.
Toxic people, capitalist hate. toxic people. Think the world revolves around them. Toxic people are arrogant. Toxic people are hesitant. Toxic people are abusive. Toxic people are selfish. Stay away from these. You need to reset your life. For goodbye, survives. What goes wrong comes back around. Toxic people are arrogant.
With Grammy nominated Best Masterpiece. My side of the story matters.
Some real reliable is that will last for a lifetime. Herbert is the technician with Donnie Hopkins. This is revolutionary the way this thing goes.
You have to
how would you like it if you were abused? If you were crazy in school, you left this love. Time to sleep out. Oh, I don't need to tell.
Natural ways of remedies, like, you know, stretching or like for my back, I had like a lower back, or also a chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgery. And that surgeries are dangerous, like, that's only like should be like a last resort, but you can get your back. I mean, if you any type of back surgery you have, I highly recommend a chiropractor. That's your shots happens.
This is
I have come a long way. I have come from years of rejection and even years of poverty and so experience of all types of racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome them out of my sight to 21 billion DVDs from features on the movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney, to also work with her on a movie called Yesterday, which is number one on Netflix, to many other movies, TV shows. I've also worked on Billy the Battle on Sunny with a Chance, and my latest movie that I was on is called Apex. I performed in a Raiders on that movie. I'm thankful for every good I've done on the IMDb movies at Apex, the two movies watched AA Martial Arts. And I'm thankful that I attended the same school performing house as the Anthony Knows at West Middle School. I won awards by Bella Mongolia for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I mean, I had to go to rejections when winning that. And at first, I can only do basics. And so I got rejected my sixth grade year. But that summer, I got to grade something. And I thought myself I'd do the most advanced first. And I got so good on that. I was able to win the honor award at the Bella Mongolia. I mean, when I got accepted into West, that same summer, like I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went there because like my brother and I were living at a park in the Junior Olympics coach was there. And he's like, he invited us over to Texas. It was a track and field practice. And so I guess I went there and took a long story short. A book record. So during that same year, there was the many ups and downs. I know God works in serious ways, and when that means trying today to come back, well, with a greater comeback. So, all the years I've also experienced racism, bigotry, and bullying, and each time I was bullied, even, varsity cues, because the devil's alive, and even I was varsity cues, I just kept pouring even more so into my gifts, so, because I believe God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today, because, I'm thankful that I'm doing so the right time with Universal Music Group, and I'm thankful to have a voice for many things. I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference to everyone to treat the other side they want to be treated. And the devil is a liar, and I'm able to guide for the victory over all the lying devil. But the devil may be able to turn some from chains to blacks came over in the US in chains. Donald Trump's almost 100. He's almost 80 years old. But I'm not. Don't let anyone bring us back to slavery times. You can never judge a book by itself. I heard him talking about how Martin Luther's race. Like, it was funny. And, he's the Antichrist. He needs to take responsibility for his actions. Because the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling it. It has been bringing us back to us more racism than I've experienced in my life. Enough is enough. It's just like Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus. She refused. And because they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. Anyway, the story about Rosa Parks. She refused and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us. That has helped a lot today. That has been a great inspiration. That helped our first black president. God knows the truth. And the truth is set you free. Let's work together in love and unity.